Hello and welcome to The Villain Was Right, the podcast where we look at movies and TV shows from the villain's perspective and dare to ask, were they really all that bad? I'm your host, Craig Fay.
And I'm your host, Rebecca Reeds.
And this week on the podcast, long overdue, we are covering the Disney's Moana.
Moana, so fun. Such a fun, nice, whimsical movie.
It is. Had you seen this before?
No.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
We're the worst. You could tell neither of us have children because we would be like, we fucking hate this movie now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like this is very popular among a certain demographic of people. Mm-hmm. Perhaps those with daughters this age or of this age. I don't know. I feel like this and Frozen are kind of like neck and neck.
I just think children in general. You know what I mean? They hear a song, they want the song again. Let's do this song over and over and over and over again.
I want familiarity, no mm-hmm. novelty. I kind of envy that, you know what I mean? Like, just, especially over these last couple of months, just being able to, like, sit there and be like, I just want the same thing over and over and over again and be perfectly happy.
Dude, I'm watching shit I don't even like, okay? I'm just like, I just know what the plot line of this is and I don't want to think. Like, yeah. I just need noise in the background for this depression. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just having fun. Just, we're being light and breezy, starting
right
off
the top.
I've said depression within the first 2 minutes. This is good. Okay, this is a children's movie, Rebecca.
Children's movie.
All right. Jesus. Okay. We're pulling it back, team. We're pulling it back. Okay. Why don't you describe the plot line, Craig? Why don't we dive into that?
So the plot follows Moana, who is the daughter of the chief on the, I forget the actual name of the island, but on an island in the Pacific. And her island starts getting, I guess, plagued or blighted. I don't know. The fish disappear and the coconuts start going bad. And her father says, under no circumstances do you sail beyond the reef. And she slowly discovers that, oh, actually, her ancestors were all sailors and voyagers. And they always went out and discovered their own land. But only after Maui, played by The Rock, stole the heart of Tafiti, who is like a mountain what was it? The island goddess, I guess.
Oh, I just literally clocked this as Mother Nature.
Mother Nature.
Like, I was just like, yeah. Mother Nature. Like, that's pretty much what we're doing. That's how I felt it.
Yeah.
So, although, to be fair, we've each watched this one time, apparently.
Yeah.
Normally going into this, at least one of us is like, oh yeah, I've watched this a bunch. No. This is a fresh watch for both of us.
For sake. So she is kind of instructed by her dying grandmother to go find Maui and to bring him across the ocean to restore the heart of Tafiti.
Yeah.
Which will restore nature and save the land. And Maui is played by The Rock, who is a very charming man. And I guess the main villain of this would be, who did you clock as the villain?
Well, there's kind of a lot going on, and they're not a lot enough. You know what I mean? A lot and a little at the same time. I would say definitely, like, what we're presented with is that this lava monster,
Taka, yeah,
is the villain. You know what I mean? Because they're gonna shut it down. Okay, they're trying to, but obviously, to me, Maui is the villain. Okay, he steals the heart. He's such a blowhard. Like, I genuinely think I'm like, oh, this guy's obviously the villain of the story. But I think I'm just arguing that because that's what we do. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, on this watch, I was like, okay, so obviously this lava monster is 1000% right. Of course the lava monster's right. Okay, and very obviously this guy's wrong because, well, he stole it. That's when the bad stuff started happening. He caused all the bad stuff. Okay, and then didn't even want to fix it. Had to be convinced to fix his own mistake, okay, which is insane. We're going to dive into a couple of problems with that, but I don't know. What did you clock on this, Craig?
Well, so I in terms of what the movie pegged as mm-hmm. the villain, it's definitely Taka, the lava monster, right? Where it's like, this is the thing that's causing the bad. This is the thing that we're on the quest to stop. We need Maui to do this. And it all gets a little fuzzy as soon as you start thinking about it a little bit. So I think it's probably worth noting right now that one of the reasons this movie was suggested by so many people so many times is that the twist at the end is they're trying to get past Taka to restore the heart of Tatihi. And it turns out that they are the same thing, right? Yeah. The lava monster is Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Which is like okay.
Yeah, the real moral of this is don't rip a bitch's heart out. That's it. That's it. That's the only moral you need to take away from this. Don't rip a bitch's heart out, and she won't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's not going to shut shit down, especially if it's Mother Nature. I mean, if you're really looking at this, I'm like, yeah, of course, you fuck with Mother Nature. Mother Nature's going to fuck with you back, and that is not their fault or problem, okay? That's what has to happen here.
Okay, and here's where thinking about it a little bit gets me in trouble. Because you're absolutely right. Like, if it was Mother Nature versus the forces of destruction, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh no, here comes this thing destroying our crops and scaring our fish, and it's destroying Mother Nature. Like, if it's pollution, mm-hmm. it's easy to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Except that volcanism and volcanoes are literally what create new islands in the Pacific and create the land to seed new life. So, like, the whole metaphor of Mother Nature and the volcano being the same thing makes so much sense. I actually love that this force of destruction and the force of creation are the same thing. But then you're like, so what's the heart? And what was stolen? Like, is it just that the Polynesians, the Maui, Moana's tribe have stopped sailing to new islands, therefore they're using up all the resources on the current island they have?
Oh, we're going even deeper. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, if their ancestor says, oh, we've been jumping island to island,
mm-hmm.
that paints them as a people who use up the island and then move on, which is not good either. You know? Ah. So it's just like, and by the way, I understand that all of this is tied up in Polynesian creation myths. So if I'm getting anything wrong, I apologize. But I'm just talking about the movie and the information that's presented to me. So.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I don't know if I really got that vibe of like, oh, they're taking over, taking everything and then going again. It seems to me more like the message is that they were more in tune with it. You know what I mean? It was more like, we're going to spread it around. Okay, we're going to spread it around so nothing gets really hurt, and that kind of lies in with the fishing and that sort of thing. We're going to move around. Okay, it's good to move around because, you know, if you don't, you're going to use up everything in one area potentially if you're not doing this right. Now, I don't understand. For me, like, and I get it that we have to have a struggle to overcome and all this kind of stuff. Why would the ocean choose someone so far away? Why, if you can move this gem anywhere, why are we picking this bitch? Like, why are we picking this? I got to stop saying this word. Why do we pick this woman? Okay. Like, this young, too young woman for this. Okay. Like, you had to pick somebody maybe a little older, I think, to start. Okay. Because if shit was popping off this long, like, maybe somebody middle-aged would have been a little more equipped, is what I'm saying.
Maybe someone who knows how to sail?
Yeah. Okay. And like, oh my God. Okay. So I clocked that right off the top of like, okay, so your dad's always telling you not to go in the water because one of his friends almost died. Valid. Okay, valid for me. Okay, like at least a bit. Okay, yeah, you can kind of see. Here's where I think he's not wrong. The second she goes out, she almost dies. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Like, and I know that's supposed to be that whole moment of like, oh, you know, my dad was right and I'm defeated. But I'm like, but yes, like, but yes,
the
maybe.
Ocean is a dangerous place.
Yeah. And like, maybe, and I understand that like, he also kind of prevented you to be equipped to have the knowledge to go, but we needed a bit more. Okay. There should have been maybe some secret lesson. Something has to have happened here. Cause you can't just go and like, okay, I'm going to go. My grandmother died. Time to roll. Thank God I'm lucky as shit. Okay.
I mean,
thank God the ocean has my back on this.
That's
but
what
also,
I was going to say. Yeah.
Also, the ocean is very clearly not making wise decisions right now. It's not making decisions in its best interest. Okay. We could have got somebody closer for sure. Okay. They could have gave that gem straight up to the rock again. You know what I mean? Here's the rock. Okay.
Make it better.
He is, I mean, and I love the whole arc and how they go through it, but like, keep in mind that we've got a god talking to a teenager the whole time, and the teenager has to convince this like godly person, has to convince them to do the right thing. Very odd. That this guy isn't the villain of this movie. You know what I mean? Because he's the one that starts everything. And I even clocked it because I didn't know exactly where we're going with the lore of this and what the background's going to be. But I clocked it right off the top. I was like, okay, so this guy steals something, turns into a hawk. This lava monster tries to steal it. Why is one more wrong than the other? Because the other one's made of lava? I don't think so. Not on the villain was right. Not today, sir.
You're going to need a stronger argument for villainy than made of lava.
Yes, absolutely. All day. No way. Okay. We need more context, okay? Because all of these people...
What are three other things about him?
Yeah.
That's a John Mulaney reference. I'm not taking credit.
That is like, honestly, like I don't get it at all. And it's the same thing with every villain that we come across where like somebody's trying to steal this gem. I'm like, valid. Like that is literally quote unquote our hero. Okay. One of our heroes of this story did the exact same thing. They stole it. Okay. They stole it. They were bad. These people are bad for trying to steal, but they're also trying to steal something you stole. So, you know what I mean? I love the coconuts, dude.
The pirate coconuts are so good. So funny.
Mad Max coconuts. So great. Like, I've just been trying to think of puns, and I couldn't come up with any that were worth repeating.
But, yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I love those little guys.
Not wrong for trying to go see. It's like you literally stole it. Like, why are there? You don't know what their intentions are with that rock.
The coconut guys. Yeah.
Maybe they want to put it back too. Maybe they want more coconut buddies, and they're running out of coconuts. Okay,
absolutely. Like,
we don't know what their intentions were. We just know that this girl's. I will say for this, because we just next week we're doing Sweet Home Alabama, and I really go off on who is supposed to be our hero. So I will say for this movie, our hero is a hero. That is something nice about this.
A rare villain was right. We're like, the villain wasn't wrong, but the hero was pretty good too.
Yeah, like the hero's actually like that is something that I did enjoy was that. That it was more of like our B character that was kind of in this muddled moral area, and that our hero is straight up a hero, just like classic cartoon. We are good hero.
And I love the line where she's like, I'm not a princess. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yes, you are. You're daughter of a chieftain. You wear a dress. You've got a adorable animal sidekick. You're a like, it's like, it's Disney calling out exactly why they can make Moana a Disney princess.
Yes.
And I was just kind of like, I like that sort of self-awareness.
Oh, so do I. Like that whole thing where she's like, oh, this pork is delicious. And then she's like, there are pigs, horrified. I'm like, I really like that we're starting to dissect this weird cartoon thing where it's like, if the cartoon speaks or has visible personality, we can't eat it. But if it doesn't, we can eat it.
Yeah. Speaking of which, in this movie, Hey, the chicken. Oh, my God. Eat that chicken. Are you like the bird is literally too dumb to live.
Yes.
Like it can't even feed itself. It's swallowing. It's like I'm sorry. Listen, I'm a vegetarian most of the time. Right. Like.
Oh, I didn't know that. Good for
maybe,
you.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. But then when I do, like, it's like.
Oh, you go deep.
Yeah.
You're like full pack of bacon.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, you know, I try and cut out. But, like, all the same, eat that fucking chicken. That chicken. That chicken is eating rocks. You are in a. You're in on an island where your resources and agriculture are all collapsing. Like, mm-hmm. Absolutely eat that dumb as stone chicken. Yeah. Voiced by Alan Tudyk, by the way.
What?
Yeah. Alan Tudyk is the chicken. He voices a chicken that has no lines.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, the chicken does not speak.
Yeah, but I guess when you think about it, somebody has to make the chicken noises.
Yeah, but you would always assume that it's just like some, like, no, what, you know what I mean? Whatever. Just like anybody. Come in here, make some chicken noises.
Yeah, exactly. Or like they have it on a DVD or something, or it's all like sample sounds. But like,
yeah, no. Like a, yeah, some sort of, you know what I mean? Like how they pull images off the web for fucking movie posters and shit. Like
just a chicken sound, but it's got Getty in the middle of it. Like Getty images.
Yeah, man.
Disney
would have
sprung for the $5 to get the not watermarked version of that, but there we go.
Yeah. No, this guy, I think for Maui's like the very clear villain. He's the one that has to be convinced the whole time, right? Like he's never on board, really. Okay. And it seems like he's only on board when it starts to service him. And then when it does service him and it gets hard, he dips.
Yep.
And he comes back in the end, and that's like, you know, the big redemption. But it's just like, this teenager, she didn't falter once. Moana didn't move, man. She didn't move once, okay? She was like, you know what I mean? Like, there were moments where she felt like she gave up. She was like, I'm not. But only because she felt like she wasn't deserving.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Not because it got too hard or anything like that. She was like, you're wrong. You're probably wrong about me because this adult godly man has been telling me that this whole boat ride. So maybe I'm going to start feeling that and absorbing that and going, oh, maybe, yeah, maybe I should. Maybe they were wrong. Okay. Yeah. There has been a lot of craziness. There has been a lot of mishaps. Perhaps you're correct. Adult man.
It is a, I agree with you. It is a good message though.
Great
you're
message.
You're like, by the way, the people who are powerful and the people who are in charge aren't necessarily right, and they don't necessarily have your best. Their goals aren't necessarily aligned with yours. It's, I think, a pretty good message. And even beyond that, I also feel like the way that they motivated Maui
mm-hmm.
made a lot of sense, where he is a child that was rejected by humans, adopted by the gods, and now he just wants to be loved. He wants humans to adore him and appreciate him. And I'm like, oh, that kind of all makes sense with who you are and how you're acting. And, you know, it's, yeah.
Oh, it all lines up. If I wasn't here to pick this apart, I wouldn't have these opinions. You know what I mean? Like, I really enjoyed the movie. I thought there were great character, like, especially, you know, for a Disney movie, sometimes they're a little basic sometimes. Like, it's a lot of surface stuff. And sure. I feel like we've really gotten into some good, like, I'm like, okay, I can actually, like, see and hear this character develop and become better, and like I understand the actions with with not a ton of explanation, but enough that I'm like, I immediately get it. I know what's going on with this kid. I also, something I caught that was interesting to me was that this guy has done a lot of other shit. In the sense of like, he's like, yeah, I pulled up islands. Like I've made the breeze. I've done all this other stuff. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Why wouldn't that guy think he couldn't take a heart?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he think that? Right.
Yeah. He's kind of got that Prometheus. I brought you fire kind of myth.
Yeah. Like I'm going to keep bringing you shit. This was just another thing I was going to bring you and it went wrong. My problem is that when it went wrong, you didn't correct. Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like if I touch something and get shocked, I'll unplug it. Okay. Like you look at it, you go, we have a problem. How do we fix the problem? Where's this problem coming from? Kind of thing. Yeah, I did. And I do like that the dynamic is that this adult and this teenager, like the teenager's right. You know what I mean? Like, I like that. Because
yeah, she's the one who's courageous. She's the one who doesn't give up. She's the one who sets out on the adventure. Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like there's a lot of messaging that happens for children that it's just like, oh, like if an adult is telling you they're right or they're correct or you have to, it's this idea of like, respect your elders, respect your elders. Well, I'm sorry. Some of these elders do not deserve respect. Point. Okay, fuck them. I'm sorry. Like, just because you're 90 doesn't mean I need to respect you. I will automatically respect you until you revoke it. Okay, right. That's how this works. Okay, you get it until you don't get it anymore, and fuck you. Okay, I'm sorry. So I do think it's nice when you kind of see like, okay, like you know what I mean? The adults in the room aren't always right.
Yeah. And the demigods aren't always right. And they're not the heroes you think they are. I do want to point out one. I think this is the most egregious thing that Maui does in the entire thing. And I thought of you when I saw this, Rebecca, which is that he brings a banana onto a boat.
Ah, oh, my God. Fuck. Oh,
did you clock that?
No, dude. How did I not clock that?
Oh, my God. And thank you to all our listeners who, if you're just jumping on this one, Rebecca, go back to our Jaws episode? I think you told
it
about
absolutely yeah. was our Jaws episode.
A couple episodes back, Rebecca told the story about bringing a banana on a boat, and a lot of you got in touch with us and let us know that that is 100% a legitimate superstition for a bunch of different reasons.
Yeah.
And which blew my mind. And then I saw this and I was just like, oh my fuck, that's hilarious.
It's why all those things were going wrong.
Exactly.
That's why he couldn't transform properly. He wasn't cursed. He had a banana on the fucking boat.
That's why my fishing hook is broken. Not because I stopped a blow from a lava monster, but because I brought a banana on a boat. I just thought that was so funny.
Oh, dude, I'm so mad at myself right now. Like, you have no idea. How did I not?
Oh,
I not grab that? Yeah, of course.
It's not even like ambiguously a fruit. It's like a banana. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's, yeah.
Oh, dude, I am shook by this. This is, yeah, that's where all the problems, that's the theory. There it is. Done. We've solved it. It was the banana the whole
the heart
time.
Yeah, the heart of Tafiti was a banana on a boat the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say I did write down a prediction as I did this, which turned out not to be true.
Okay.
Which I was like, I literally wrote, calling it now, the heart was inside you all along.
Oh my God, I'm so glad that's not what it was. I'm so glad. Because that would have been hard.
I do feel like the heart is like, again, once you start overthinking it, it becomes a little too complicated. But I do feel like the heart is perhaps representative of the community's desire to explore.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what makes that volcanic island not scary and full of life, is that this community are travelers and explorers and voyagers, you know, like that's how you discover it. Therefore, like that's what the community had lost. I don't know. Is that overthinking it too much? Like,
I have no idea.
and then
because I honestly I wrote down that nature thing and I was like, am I underthinking this? Am I overthinking it? I do not know. This is a fun movie. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just yeah. That's all I felt. I was like, yeah, this is just good. It's good messaging. It's nice for children. This is very, and even as adults, honestly.
Yeah, it's fun. I kind of was like, I don't know how I feel about the music. So it's done by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who we did Hamilton for a bonus episode last month. And I was like, oh yeah, that tracks. And I was like, I'm not sure like any of these songs are really hooking me. And then I found myself in the shower, like the next morning, like singing it along. And I was like, oh no, you did it. You got me. Very well done. Well done, Moana.
I was all about the crab.
Oh, Jermaine Clement.
Yes. Oh, so good every single time. I don't care what the setting is. You could drop him anywhere. I love it. The song was great. The performance was excellent. And I love that villain. Wow. What a great villain.
Yeah, the crab in particular?
Yes. Why not?
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
it didn't do it for me, but fair.
Really? Enough. Oh, it didn't do it for you? I'm a fan. So, you know, I'll just jump right into that. I like this. I like the concept of this is just full of monsters. I've just pulled you into a place full of fucking monsters, only so I can get my hook. And I almost like, you know what's crazy to me is that instead of just telling her that, like, listen, this is going to be a lot easier, safer, better, just stay here, I'm going to go do this. Like, he kind of goes, he kind of like calls her a coward and shit. Like, you're not going to come, like all this shit. I'm like, she's a teen. Like, just let her, just be like, please stay. You know what I mean? You're going to get a better result with that. I never understand this. Like, cause it seems like he's constantly through the thing of like, oh, she's going to get herself killed. But then like 10 minutes before that, he was like, you're not going to go try and get yourself killed. Like, why are you trying to? Like,
and also a guy who throws her off a boat in the middle of the Pacific Ocean without realizing that the ocean will throw her back.
Yeah, and that you essentially, if it didn't throw her back, you're killing that person.
Yes, that's my point. Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just this concept of like constantly throwing her overboard. I'm like,
but then being like, don't fight a monster because like you might die. Like, it's
yeah. Yeah. I just watched you like combat three ships full. I am a godlike person, but I refuse. I'm going to let you do it. You seem tenacious. You know what I mean? Like, I just, his whole thing really is, freaks me. Like the little signature, like, oh, let me sign that for you. I'm like, oh yeah. No. Oh no. You're a stand-up comedian. Oh, you are so hungry for attention. It's painful. Is that what's happening?
I mean, I think he was on that island for, they said, 1,000 years. So, yeah, I'd want a little attention, too. You brought this up a little earlier, and I want to loop back to it, which is you were like, why her? Like, why not get somebody closer? And watching this, I was... Because this is a chosen one story.
Yeah. Yes,
you were
yes.
chosen. And I just so desperately want to see a version of this story or some other story where it is that there are hundreds of ones. Like the ocean is just hedging its bet. You know what I mean?
I like that. And like there's six
of them drowned already. Like it's...
Yeah, there's just like 10 of these stones out there and they've all been dropped in different spots.
The stones mean nothing. Like, it's just...
That's so funny.
The stone is a placeholder. Like,
just... I'm being really simplistic right now, but for most of the movie, I kept thinking, I'm like, why wouldn't... This ocean can literally, like, become an entity. You know what I mean? Like, rise up, throw things, do things. Girl, you just have to have some good aim. Just roll up with that jewel. You know what I mean? Just roll up with it. Get a good arm going. Toss her right in. You know where it needs to go. You know what I mean?
You're saying that had the ocean had enough
wherewithal to get it together.
Perfect word. It could have solved this problem by itself.
Oh, by its frickin' self. Absolutely. Instead of finding a toddler and being like, yes, you're the chosen one, toddler.
When you get a little older.
And not don't by know much. How to sail. And not by much. Yeah, we're going to, I'll help you out. Don't worry. But just enough. I can push you out of the water, but I can't direct you directly to where you need to go for some reason. For some reason, I cannot command this boat further than that. I can push you out of the water. Can't push the boat. Don't know how. You need the wind.
All excellent points.
Sorry, the real villain of this is the ocean, I guess, is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, shakes fist. Lazy ass ocean. Solve your own problems.
That's right.
Which, I mean, it does kind of dovetail nicely into my theory that it's about the community having to rediscover their roots as mm-hmm. being voyagers, because like that's then why the ocean would want that to happen. But also, 100%, you're right. Just have the ocean solve this. It's fine.
I mean, not a fun movie.
No.
But
one day there was a problem, and the next day the ocean solved it. The end.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you need there.
Yeah, I don't think you'd get The Rock to sign on for that project.
It reminds me of, we've had Luba Magnus on our podcast before, and she does like animated shorts, and she does one where Meg McKay is the voice of a wave. And it's just the best. It's simply the best. And honestly, it's what I was thinking about the entire time I was watching this movie. I was like, why did they not give this wave a voice? This would have been great.
Specifically like, Meg McKay's voice, who's also been a...
Yes. Yeah. Meg McKay is just whimsical, good, fun, and also has a movie podcast, Big Gross Movies. So if you want another movie podcast, you can check her out on that. But yeah, like I honestly just thought, I was like, this ocean was a character, obviously, and one that had weird rules, where I was like, I think the whole thing is supposed to be that this Moana has to go through this journey. Like, this is, you know, kind of the point that it also, like, the message has to be brought back to the community. This is all, like, an important journey that has to happen. But if you're just looking at it at the point of, like, this thing needs to be returned, oh, this ocean has made a lot of work for itself. Let's say that. It's made a lot more work than it needed.
Yeah, absolutely. The ocean's like, how do I convince these people to sail on me again?
Yeah. I will say, as somebody that hasn't been outside a lot recently, oh, what a paradise this looks like. Honestly, every time her dad was like, why would you leave the island? I'm like, yeah, why would you leave the island though? Okay. Look at that paradise. Look at it. Look at those coconuts, man. I would. Oh, delicious pork. Yes.
I don't even like coconuts. It's a taste that I'd have to get used to.
Oh, I love
coconut water is one of the grossest things ever.
Oh, I don't like coconut water. No, that's not for me.
God damn, if you put me on that island and that's what I just had to eat the whole time?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'd be tattooed up like crazy.
Are you kidding me? My body is allergic to the sun and I still would love. Oh, what the dream.
What a wonderful Disney animated paradise, which I'm sure has no insects or tropical disease.
Oh, well, not within this Disney universe.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
I'd write that Disney movie, Lobster Woman. just me on an island, just burnt to fuck.
Well, there was that, there was that picture going around of Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh my God.
And everyone was making fun of him, and I was like, no, that's about right.
Yeah.
You're a pale dude, man. I get it. One time with my ex, we went to Mexico, Tulum, which is near Cancun. We were staying on the beach. It was really nice. But because it was right next to like a nature preserve, mm-hmm. She had done some research and found that you need reef safe suntan lotion, right?
Oh,
so
okay.
Like it doesn't damage.
Yeah, it doesn't pollute the area right around it. I gotcha.
Yeah, so we got some of that, and it turns out that reef-safe suntan lotion is just titanium oxide, which is the white part of white paint. So I put this on, and I swear to God, people, like, as I'm walking down the beach, I'm like, I am picket fence white. and maybe I switched to something a little less
environmental. Reflective.
Yeah. After that day. But like, I saw that picture of him. I was like, I get it. Tropical island. Yeah. You gotta, dude.
I'm buying like 60 SPF and it's going on like cement. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so thick. You're just like, da, 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 da. Like, you literally like are just like, oh, it looks like you're peeling your own skin when you're putting it on. It's horrible.
Oh yeah. I don't own anything other than SPF 60. What's the point?
Truly. Yeah. Like, I look like I'm famous when I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, cause I've got the big hat on, I've got the sunglasses on. Like, I can't have this sun exposure. Every woman that looks young and is older than me tells me it's sunscreen. So I just keep doing it, you know?
Yeah. Fair enough. Somewhat unrelated story, but it was like, I went to the dermatologist once to get something checked out, like a mole. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh no. And as soon as he started asking me the pre-screen questions, I was like, I've made a terrible mistake. I don't need to be here. Cause he's like, do you have a history of this? I was like, no. He's like, so you work outside? And I was like, no. It's like, do you get a lot of sun exposure? I'm like, I'm inside like 18 hours. He's just like, you could just see him checking out as he went. He's like, this is nothing. This is nothing. Getting back to the movie. One thing I did want to point out about Moana, though, is mm-hmm. so her whole thing at the beginning is that her dad is trying to teach her how to take over as chief of the island, yes. right? Good governance and all the rest, and making decisions and leading your community, which I also like to see. Because I think we've mentioned on previous episodes, our Princess Diary one, where you're like, you're not training her to be a princess. You're not teaching her any of the skills she needs.
Yes, yes, you need skills.
So it is nice to see that, except she's real bad at it. She's real, real bad at it. Because like, okay, the villagers come to you as their chief, as their leader, and goes, look, our crop of coconuts is rotted. And her solution is, plant coconuts somewhere else. Like, as a farmer, wouldn't you be like, yeah, plant it somewhere else. I'm coming to you because we've lost the crop for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, well, you need to have some sort of rationing or mitigation.
Okay, here's what I will say in defense of that. Okay. This is a children's movie, okay? The answer does have to be somewhat simplistic enough for a child to be like, yeah, okay?
I guess that's true.
And she also says on top of that, first she says, okay, you have to isolate all of the dead, like all of the bad trees and get rid of them, which is exactly what you have to do when you have diseased trees, is you have to remove all of the diseased ones as quickly as you can so they don't infect the other ones. That's actually pretty good advice. And it does, I understand, and I see your argument that it is simplistic and it's like, okay, maybe she's not doing a great job. Honestly, in that moment, I was kind of like, okay, honestly, not doing a terrible job.
Okay.
I didn't clock that as a bad job.
Fair enough. But then she follows it up directly with, there's no more fish on the island. She goes, have you tried the other side of the island?
And yes. I did like that finally.
No, I'm a fisherman.
Yeah.
Oh, I have never thought to move my boat. Mm-hmm. Like, are you...
Yeah, but we have to say that her parents are still around, still in charge. Yeah, she's, sure. You know what I mean? Like, there is stuff here that isn't terrible, okay? I never like the idea of, like, okay, you came out of this vagina, so you get to be in charge. I do not like that fundamentally, I do not like that. But, okay, if you are going to do it and you do, you know what I mean? You're in that type of society. It is better that this girl is walking around, like Moana's walking around with her parents. They're also assisting at the same time. We've got a little more going on here than kind of like the Princess Diaries situation?
Yeah, that's true. There's apparently a process to train people to become a leader.
Yeah.
It is throughout your childhood. That is how you're going to learn how to lead and make decisions. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Her saying a dumb answer of like, well, have you checked the other side of the island? Like, yeah, that's, yeah, I get it, but like...
That's the IT or the island governance equivalent to the, have you turned it on?
Turned it off, yeah. Have you tried turning it off and
is
on
is everything
again?
Plugged in?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay, maybe that's a, you know what I mean? Because she just did, to your point, just tell farmers to plant over there. So maybe some of these people do need this instruction. Who knows? Okay, like, yeah. Because the simple information checked out 1 minute ago. So maybe that's how she's rolling. That's how it has to happen. I honestly, for me, and I feel like we never do this on this podcast, I did not clock her as making mistakes.
Oh, okay, great.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't clock her as, like, somebody, like, every decision she made sense to me. It made sense. I was like, in the context of this movie, it's very much the right thing to do. You're not fearful for your own life. You're only fearful for your people. Like, this is all very good. I like it. There was no point in there where I was like, look at this selfish woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, look at this selfish kid being a kid. No, like other than that whole pull to the ocean thing, I was like, that just makes sense to me that this is part of like the magic.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can't be faulted for the pull. You know what I mean? You can't be faulted for the magic.
Nope. Oh,
right.
I'd agree with you. I would admit that me criticizing her governing skills is probably nitpicky.
Well, this is, again, I find with the Disney movies, you got to start digging. Because they're children's movies, and we saw the villain for 3 minutes. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Not a real active antagonist in this.
Unless you go with that Maui is actually like...
Maui's the villain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
The villain that has redemption.
Yeah, it's, well, and like, I wrote this down, it's like, demigod to me, it seems like such a mythological plot device, mm-hmm. where you're like, we don't want to write a story or legends about a regular person. That's boring. Nobody wants to see that. But we can't write it about a god either, because mm-hmm. a god is immortal, and if there's no stakes, it's not a very interesting. It's like, and then the god... fixed its own problems because it's immortal and nothing can stop it. Great story. So I feel like demigod is like, they have superpowers, but they're mortal. And you're like, oh, okay. So now there's stakes in this game. Mm-hmm. I see what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. No, absolutely. I mean, I do like that they wrote in that he has this need and this want for attention. I think that lined up super well. That makes a lot of sense. It made him more likable because I didn't find him very likable for a while. Other than the fact that it's like, okay, it's The Rock and this is kind of like, this is fun, but we are being too cocky. Yeah, I don't know. As far as, let's get back to the lava monster a little bit. This lava monster, again, clocked it right off the top that I was like, okay, well... You are just trying to take something that was stolen, which I don't think is the worst.
And turns out it's rightfully yours.
Yes, you're not even trying to steal. You're just trying to take what is yours. Okay, somebody ripped out a part of your body so that they could be liked. Okay, and somehow you're the villain of the story. That's insanity. It's insanity, man. How can you even... I don't know. I also just wrote down the metaphor of like, just like, oh yeah, you just don't rip a bitch's heart out. You don't do that. You're gonna get a little bit of backlash. Okay, some stuff's gonna happen. You overdo it.
Yeah, you do not. Yeah, do not play games with a woman's heart.
Or just generally Mother Nature. Yeah. Anytime something happens where it's like Mother Nature fighting back, I'm like, yeah. How could you disagree? How could you disagree? We're so far ahead right now. If we're going kill scale, oh man. Oh.
Mother Nature. I mean, Mother Nature has had like a pretty good run. She's had a long run.
Girl's been working.
She got some early wins on the dinosaurs there. Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of wins there. But yeah, we're sort of lopsided in this battle right now.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just love that she gets her heart back and immediately is like, all right, I'm gonna lie down. I'm out for a bit. You know what I mean? I'm tired. Who wouldn't be tired after that?
Oh, I've been creating an island all day. Oh, for a thousand years, I guess. I don't know how long she's been at it.
Yeah. And for Maui, his motivation was always, was never that good. You know what I mean? Like, it was good in the sense of he was trying to provide for people, but it was only so that he could have this. It always seemed the way he described it. It was so that he could have this status.
Right.
So that he could bring more and more and more. It would never really seemed like it was about helping people. Because it was like, oh, yeah, like, I was going to give it to you guys. And it's like, yeah, but it very much seemed like you had to do it. Like, yeah, you wouldn't be no chill if somebody else did it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I think bothered me about him and made him more evil to me was just that the sense of like your intentions were never good or for the most part, even if you're doing good, if your intentions aren't good, you're not that likable of a person to me.
Right. And the whole justification is so that they can give the power of creation to humans. Right.
Which no.
Which why do we need that?
No.
Like
no.
Just let nature let that be outsourced.
It's you know our I mean? We've already proven that we can't have nice things. Okay, we've already proven that. Okay, how many times do we need to prove that to you? Okay, do not give us more power. It's insane. So yeah, I absolutely support lava / mountain woman wiling out. Absolutely. Yes, you've taken nice things from me. Okay, now it's time.
Yeah, I am drunk at the bar. I have a cowboy hat. It's a fun cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
You stole my cowboy hat? Fuck you, here comes Lava Monster. Give me my cowboy hat back. Now I'm going to bed.
Yeah, and is the person... And is the third or fourth person that tries to steal it off that person's head, they're not more wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't
they're
yours.
They're not
to
more wrong than you. Okay.
Like, yeah, you're trying to steal it back, and they're like, "Who the fuck are you? That's my hat. Give it back to me."
I'd be throwing fists. That's all I'm trying to say. So in conclusion...
Yeah, you would be.
In conclusion, I would say I would also be throwing fists. I understand why this woman's wiling out. Nobody gets to rip your heart out. That's crazy.
Yeah. Your heart belongs to you. Yeah, so I guess it's time to give our definitive rankings of how good the villain is.
All right. So I've got I've got kind of like a hook scale.
Okay.
So from putting a coat on a coat hook to stabbing yourself with a fishing hook, I am going to give our lava monster a vaudeville hook. Okay. Only used when necessary and totally justified.
Ooh, I like it very much.
There we go. What do you got?
I got the volcano scale. So on the scale of a hydrothermal vent, just sitting down there, nobody paying attention to it, just minding its own business, you know, bottom of the Pacific Ocean there, to Krakatoa, the largest explosion, largest, I think, non-nuclear explosion ever to be recorded, I'm giving old Taka, the volcano goddess here, a solid Pompeii, because they just want to keep things the way they were.
Yeah, Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Before we move on to our heroes and villains of the week, as always, there's a couple of ways you can help the podcast out. As always, you can like and subscribe. If you want to leave us a one sentence review, that always helps us move up in the rankings. Also, you can hit us up at VWR Podcast on Twitter. Our inboxes are open there. So if you want to send us a suggestion, you can do it quickly and easily through that platform, or email us at villainwasright@gmail.com. If you want to email us your suggestions, thoughts, if you're having a bad day, let us know. And as always, you can also find extra content on...
Yeah, patreon.com/thevillainwasright. So we're on Patreon. We have a whole bunch of different different tiers that you can sign up for. So at our highest level, $7 a month gets you 2 bonus episodes every month. This is coming out right at the end of August. So you'll get both of our bonus episodes for this month, which were Harley Quinn and Hamilton the Musical, another Lin-Manuel Miranda one. So there you go. We're back next month as well. Both Rebecca and I pick a movie and we talk about a villain or villains or just a movie that we think is interesting but not necessarily right. So a little different than the regular podcast. If that interests you, we also have monthly viewer choice polls, so you can decide what we're going to be doing next month on the podcast, all based on your suggestions. So once again, that's patreon.com/thevillainwasright. Head over there, check us out. And if you can't afford to help us out a little, if you don't have any extra cash around, that's fine. That's great. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate each and every single listener that we have. Thank you to everyone who's ever told a friend about us or made a carload of people listen to you. listen to us. And that's it for us. So on to the hero and villain of the week.
So I've got a specific, I don't know, hero, villain, who knows? Fun story. This just reminded me, especially the fish hook getting you. So one time, this is my dad gets brutalized sometimes. Oh man, this poor man. Anyway, we were out fishing one time and we're in the boat and I got something hooked. And I can't remember exactly how it got, but we got into trouble really quickly. Like, this fish was very active, okay? And we were trying to get it in, and I've got the net out. We can't get anything fast enough. And then all of a sudden, my dad's trying to get it released, and it's hooks into his thumb, and it's hooked into the fish at the exact same time. So... it's like, yeah, if you can imagine, because it's like one of those ones where it's got hooks on either side kind of thing. So my dad's like yelling at me for the pliers, like get the pliers, like we got to cut this, right? So I'm like scrambling, but I'm also somebody that the second you start yelling, my brain shuts down for a few seconds. It's like I glitch.
Yeah.
And I'm not good like that. If he said it to me like, hey, get the plier, I'd be like, oh yeah, no problem. Boom. But like the second it's like a yell, and it's not, obviously you would yell, right? Like, of course it's in your thumb. So finally I get a hold of it, but it's like, it's in. Okay. It's in so much that it's coming out the other, almost coming out the other side. Like it's in. Anyway, but it's off the fish. We're rolling back. My dad doesn't know. He's like, I don't know. Because it's hooked in. Like, you have to decide whether you're going to push it through or not.
It's got a barb on it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So generally speaking, to push it through would actually be better. But oh my God. Anyway, so he's like walking around deciding. Like, he's just on the front line. He's trying to decide what to do. And I swear to God, and like, oh my God, this is not kind of me. I couldn't stop laughing. My mom is yelling at him from the patio going, you're being a wuss. You're being a wuss. She's just yelling at him. She's like, buck up. Just pull it out. And I'm leaning into my mom. I'm like, Mom, like, it's really in there. Like, that's going to really hurt. She goes, oh no, I know. And she just keeps telling, she's like, ah, you're fine. And he's just like, sorry, just like tearing up. He pulled it out, but like, good Christ. Oh man, did that man take a beating? Oh, Jesus Murphy. You can really tell how much my parents rib on each other. You're fine. It's just a hook through your thumb. Like,
I, This has nothing to do with your storytelling ability, but I'm just going to say, Rebecca, I don't like that story at all.
The idea of that is just through the thumb. Hook. I honestly, my dad is my dad's a contractor, man. I've seen my dad bleed more times than I can count. Like,
I know. I just don't like thinking about it.
Oh yeah. Nor should you like thinking about it. That's fair. What do you got for us?
So I'm gonna preempt with this. With I'm so sorry that both of our stories ended up turning out being really gross. So if you want to check out on that, here's your warning. I'm cooking. This is a villain.
Oh,
this is a villain.
No.
I'm cooking dinner. You know how like you're stirring stuff and like I'm wandering in and out of the kitchen into the living room, just, you know, what's on TV and all the rest. So I'm like stirring something and I just kind of wander out into the living room and I look over and I see our pet cat Mo just running around with a little shit hanging out of his ass that he can't get off. And I catch him just in time to watch him drop his butt and just scoot across the floor to try and get it.
No! No! Devastating!
Yeah,
devastating.
To try and get it, like, off, right? And he's freaking out, as you would be. And does it again, back the other way. So there's now this track. And I did exactly... I'm just screaming. I'm like, cat! It's gotta... And... Cat figured out what was going on and like jumped up off the couch and like chased him down and like dealt with it and all the rest. But then there's a visible streak all along the floor. And I'm just like, oh, this is so fucking gross.
We like, are, you know, both gross. This
we
is
get
so
it,
gross.
We get it cleaned up or whatever. And like, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm still want to eat and all the rest. And
oh yeah, it, dude, shut it down.
But it's like, fine, whatever. You know, it's been a few minutes and like, I put all this stuff in the bowl and we start eating. And then the cat comes back and it jumps up on the couch and starts dragging its ass all over the couch. And we're like, no, 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 no. So we get up and we didn't notice this the first time, but it's all caked onto his back. Middle of dinner, I'm sitting there having to hold him, and like Kat's got a pair of scissors because like we're trying to like wipe him down, but it's all like in there and we're trying to like cut it loose. And just middle of dinner, totally ruined. It's the grossest thing. You had to like wipe down the couch and like sanitize it and everything. And it's just like the poor guy felt really bad about it. He went and hid for a bit, but like, I was just like, that's my dinner ruined. So that is my villain of the week. By the way, that
is nasty. Yeah, that is wrong.
Yeah. For long-term listeners of the podcast, you will know that this is not the first time that our cat Mo has been a villain specifically for its shit. So.
Oh my God. That's really the point of this whole movie, was just like, if you fuck with animals or nature or whatever, they will fuck back. They will come get you.
Because clearly we've been fucking with this cat by feeding him and housing him for all time.
This cat has Stockholm. Every cat, I believe every cat has Stockholm syndrome. I believe that fundamentally. Anyway, guys, as always, you can follow me at Rebecca Reads at anything of your choosing, Twitter, whatever, Twitter, Instagram, what are the things? Facebook, I guess. Oh my God, are we still on that? I guess. Maybe. If you really want to, you can do it, but I'm not doing anything on there, I assure you. Where can people follow you, Craig?
You can get me at Craig Faye Comedy on Twitter, craigfaye.com, on YouTube, if you want to check it out. It's now youtube.com/CraigFayeComedy. You can check out my video series, Craig Faye Built a Clock, there. So check that out. And yeah.
Okay, sick. Guys, check us out next week. Next week, we're doing Sweet Home Alabama. And boy, howdy, do we pop off on that. Special guest, Mike Carrozza. So you guys can look forward to that. And as always, this is The Villain Was Right, reminding you to never rip a woman's heart out.
The Villain Was Right was produced by Andrew Iveney for the From Superheroes Network. For more great podcasts like this, as well as YouTube series, webcomics, and so much more, visit FromSuperheroes.com.